You're listening to Sounds Good, our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Austin Carter, joined in studio by Todd Hatton and by Kathy Hodge from the Humane Society of Callaway County.
And if you couldn't tell, the puppies are here, and they don't seem to be very happy about being on the radio this morning. They're absolutely adorable. Give us an introduction, Kathy.
They are. They're not quite as excited to be here as some of them are. I think they just want to play is really what it is, and we're keeping them more confined because we don't want any accidents in the studio. So we thought we'd better keep them attached a little bit. But we've got a couple of Boxer Terrier mixes is our best guess, and that's the best I can tell you is it's a guess. One is brown and with white and has cute little brown patches over his eyes, and the other one is black and white with some little brown edging around the black, which makes it really cute. Mm-hmm. They're about 6 weeks old and, seven now, I guess. And they are healthy and happy and energetic and typical puppies at this point. One is a boy. The brown and white one is a boy, and his name is Dallas. Mm-hmm. And the little girl got her name because she's the black one with the white and the cute little brown highlights. Mm-hmm. And didn't really have a name so much settled, and we reached in and somebody found a cute collar with rhinestones on it, so Now she's fancy. So I guess she's going to have to wear a rhinestone collar the rest of her days. I don't know. They were actually brought to us from a lady who went to a person's house to adopt a puppy herself. Mm-hmm. But when she got there, she realized the circumstances were not good.
Right.
And so she called us and she said, if I can get all these puppies, will you all help us? And I said, absolutely. Mm-hmm. We've had them now for a couple of weeks, and they're just getting better every day. I mean, now you'd never know that they came out of a negative situation at all. But they had, I think, been not fed as well as would have been good, and been exposed to some chemicals and stuff that caused some skin issues. And now you would never have a clue that they didn't have the best start ever. And the Coveys here in Murray are fostering the two of these and their sibling, who's a little brindle boy. Mm-hmm. And having those fosters makes all the difference because they have socialized them and gotten them healthy and fed, and they just look terrific.
Oh yeah, they look like they're ready to go.
I mean. And they are old enough now. You know, mm-hmm. It was wonderful to be able to keep all three of them together. So they've had the socialization with each other, and so that helps their stability. You know, as they go on to a home of their own, it helps their stability a lot. Whether they go into a home with no other dogs or whether they go in a home with dogs, it makes a world of difference. We sometimes get the puppies when they're just 4 and 5 weeks old and haven't been kept with their litters, and that's always tougher because that it gets them off to a more rough emotional start if nothing else. So these guys have been together and they've been through a lot, but now they're just perked right up and ready for homes of their own.
Well, I mean, they're inquisitive. They're mm-hmm. obviously very energetic.
Right.
And just absolutely, I mean, very, very friendly.
Yeah,
I mean,
they are. They're very social.
I mean, I just saw Dallas over there licking nose and just having a big old time. So whenever you get adopt a pet, I mean, obviously one of the next stages, the next steps is making sure that you can keep tabs on the animal, because sometimes they don't, like, for instance, my oldest of now two dogs is great about staying in the yard. Sometimes not so much.
Absolutely.
So the solution is?
Microchipping is the way to go, because it, I guess the next best step was when they finally invent a satellite GPS that can go in that microchip. Just for dogs. And that hasn't happened yet, so the next best thing is having that microchip. It has a specific number on it for your pet, and it's inserted under the skin. People ask me all the time, does it hurt? Well, yeah. Of course it does. I don't want to lie to people and say, oh, no, they don't.
But it's not
that
obtrusive, is it?
But all it is a shot. I mean, it's just it's like saying, well, do the vaccines hurt? And I don't want to give vaccines because they hurt. And of course you do. You know, it's worth it. It's absolutely worth it. And it is no more painful than a vaccination would be, you know. So it's not a big to-do in that respect. And it takes only a moment to do. It's the saving grace. You know, we have so many lost, and that was sort of on my mind too this weekend because of the 4th of July. There's more lost pets over that 4th of July holiday weekend, whenever that falls, each year than any other time of the year.
Really?
And And most every time, I guess the two things that I hear most consistently are, I was pet sitting for my family or my friend or somebody, then they were away for the holiday, and I was pet sitting, and I left the dog in the backyard, and the dog ran out the door, and they just scared of the fireworks, you know. And or it'll be that, you know, my dog's always in the backyard, and it's never a problem, or it's never been scared of them before, you know, and then something will happen closer, or the sound will be different. Something's different this time, and they'll take off running, you know. And so it's, you can't really take for granted that any dog is going to do something forever the same way. You just can't. And that's usually what causes, I think, the monumental amount of trouble over that 4th of July holiday weekend. So, but anytime, you know, you just, they react the same way for 5 years, and all of a sudden something, some opportunity comes along or something scares them, and they run away that time. Well, so microchip forever is the way to go.
But the microchip, it's not like it's incredibly small.
Yes,
it's not very obtuse. You never really ever feel it.
No. The only ones I can ever feel are if, because it's so tiny, it's about the size of a grain of rice. It's just a little bitty thing. And the carrier that holds it and slides it under the skin is the needle. And so that's the reason there's, you know, it slides it under the skin. And the only time I'm ever, even when I try to feel them, you know, try to see if I can find it, the only time I ever can is if you've got a really thin skin young chihuahua, you know, that has this tiny, tiny little thin skin. That's the only time I've ever been personally able to feel one, you know. And then even then the tissue goes around it and it just stays there. And so,
okay, so just a little bit of information about how it works.
Yeah.
So with if a dog gets lost but someone finds the dog, then what?
Right. What the person needs to do that finds the dog is you need to take that dog either to a vet's office, to the animal shelter, to the Humane Society. And this is true no matter where you live. You know, take it to one of those places that has a scanner. And almost everybody does now. I mean, it's really rare to run into any vet clinic, and you know, all the shelters and Humane Societies have scanners. And it's a universal scanner. It doesn't matter where you got microchipped. It doesn't matter what brand it is or anything. They will scan that little wand over the animal's back and whole body, actually, because we never want to take any chances. You know, if somebody decided to, you know, to insert the microchip a little to the left or the right or down or something, we want to make sure that it's caught. And then a number will flash up on the scanner, and that number tells us where to call, and we'll call and say we've got, and we do it all the time. We call the company and we say we found a dog number such and such, and we look in that. They look it up in their database, and then whatever information you have given us as the owner of the dog or the cat is in that database. And so your responsibility really is to keep that up to date. We do occasionally have somebody that we ask for their names and phone numbers, emergency contacts, the vet number, everything we can think of to have in that database that you're willing to put in it. And we will still have an occasion where somebody has maybe got moved and got new cell numbers and stuff, and we'll have nothing correct on the database. And that just, you talk about your heart sinking, you know, that is just the worst feeling ever, because the person didn't go to the trouble to keep it up to date.
Right.
But that's the only key. That's the only responsibility you really have after the microchip is put in, is keeping your database information up to date, either by phone or online.
It seems like it's just something you would do
when you move.
Yeah.
Or when you get a new number and you're telling everybody else in the world what your new number is, then you want to be sure and include your microchip company.
And it's a very small thing to do for a member of the family.
Oh, it's amazing. I mean, it's makes all the difference. You know, most shelters in Kentucky anyway have a limited number of days that they can keep a dog.
Mm.
And so you can't really afford to wait. Occasionally I'll have people say, well, my dog runs off all the time and he's usually gone for a couple of days. And then, well, it's been like 2 weeks and I thought I should look for him. And you can't afford to wait like that.
You can't
afford to wait. You've got to hurry up and look. But that takes that decision out of your hands. If your dog is microchipped, then, and your information is up to date, that's the first thing any of us do. We'll call you and you'll have your animal back immediately.
Just a few seconds of hassle, and
exactly.
And as long as you maintain it, it's
perfect, yeah.
For the life of the pet.
Absolutely. I think they're guaranteed for 25 plus years, you know. So.
Wow.
So I think it will be okay. We would all love for our dogs to live that long, for sure.
Well, that
sure.
is something yeah. you would definitely yeah. want to do with Fancy yeah. and Dallas.
Absolutely.
As, adorable. Yeah. There's just no other word for them yeah. as and they
know,
are.
You know, here in Callaway County, we microchip here at the Humane Society. There are other organizations in town mm-hmm. that do. The vet's offices, I think all but one of our vets actually microchip themselves. The other one refers to us. In whatever county you're in and listening to, I think you'll find the same situation, that you can contact your Humane Society animal shelter or your vet clinic mm-hmm. and just make an appointment to get your microchip done, because it's just the most meaningful thing you can do to your, you know, for your animal.
So if you'd like to take a look at these two, little brother and sister, right. you head over to the WKMS.org Facebook page. And then when you're interested in adopting
right.
them, go over to forthepets.org. And there's plenty of adoption information there, contact information for
yep,
the Humane Society.
Absolutely.
And perhaps even more pictures of these
there
little guys.
There are going to be more pictures.
Oh,
right,
yeah.
Right now, the WKMS Facebook page is the only place that they're actually online. So they're going to go up probably this afternoon.
Oh,
and
boy.
So you can see more photos.
I'd almost want to lay a bet on how long they're going to be online.
I know. I hope not long.
Someone's
going to get their homes in a hurry.
Oh, I have no doubt someone will snap these two guys up. Well, anyway, thank you very much, Kathy, for coming on.
Thank you for having us.
And for bringing Dallas and Fancy to the studios. And back to you, Austin.
Thanks, Todd, and thanks, Kathy. You're with Murray State's WKMS. We sound good because of listeners like you.